brilliant performance, especially in the second half there from your boys. You know, they used their bit of pace and the power and positivity all through that as well.
Aye, definitely. Very impressed with the second half now. We weren't happy at all at half time with our performance in the first half. So, the second half is definitely more like ourselves than you were capable of, and thankfully the boys produced the goods.
You won four medals yourself now, three as a player. Where does this one rank in the four?
Aye, look, there's nothing like winning them as a player, I think. The management, it's a great feeling now at the minute, but for me it's all about the players. It's not about us as a management team, it's all about the players, and then the day they put in all the hard work and the sacrifices and commitments, and they got their just rewards.
So you treasure the medals you won on the field, of course, and I suppose that 2009 penalty right at the death as well ranks up there.
Aye, definitely. Look, of course it does. And 2009 equally special as well. Or sorry, 2007 equally special, as it was our first ever championship. And 2009, when I was a captain myself then, obviously that brought its own feel-good factors to it. So, and then 2011, look, they're all, when you win any county championship, it's special.
What was going through your mind when you went 5 or 6 points up there and the game run into this final sort of 7-8 minutes, and you knew what Culloden are capable of in the later stages of games?
Aye, well, obviously we've done a lot of practice and work on the possibility of finding ourselves in that position and how we deal with that. So look, we just had to stick to what we were doing, and we try to control the game as much as possible whenever we're in possession of the ball, and not give Culloden that opportunity to put more pressure on us.
It's an exciting young team you have, with great possibilities and great potential for the future. Do you feel they can push on here and maybe add another one or two titles?
Yeah, well, look, as the age profile of the team is definitely positive and definitely very encouraging for us. But we'll enjoy this one. And our aim, would obviously, like every club's aim, would be to go at it again next year, but we'll enjoy it today. And look, those boys can achieve whatever they want to achieve. It's in their own hands. They have youth on their side, and whatever they want to achieve is possible.
And they have a great opportunity now. They have a few weeks to prepare for the Ulster club, you know, so they can give that a real rattle.
Aye, that's right. That's for another day as well. It's unusual to the times that we would have played in the Ulster club. It was nearly a 1 week turnaround, and you were straight back at it again. It was hard to do your celebrations and then be prepared again for that. So, aye, I think it's 4th of December, 3 weeks' time. So it gives a wee bit of time. And look, we'll enjoy it tonight and enjoy tomorrow. And then we'll see where we're at in the middle of the week and start preparing for that.